This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two big pieces of news yesterday around this radio station. First, we'd like to welcome back Steve Summers, who returned to the air last night after almost 6 weeks of dealing with a health issue. And he opened up his monologue. I had to listen to it.
Yawn and ho-hum and yada, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Yada, blah. Yada, yada, blah, blah, yada, blah.
Was that it?
No, that was not it.
Oh, okay.
No. At 6:30, he opened up talking about what he was dealing with without really talking about what he was dealing with. You know, so he basically said, "I wasn't here because the plumbing wasn't working."
Imagine unzipping that when things get hot.
What once was a waterfall had turned into a dripping faucet.
Yeah.
So I had to call a plumber. This plumber at Lenox Hill Hospital. So he went into the whole thing. He is healthy now and he's back on the air.
Good. I'm just glad he's back on the air. That's great.
Right.
So what's the other piece of news?
The other piece of news is Mike Francesa himself will be joining Twitter. Himself.
Back after this.
So not just the Mike's On account or
the app, the new app coming and everything.
Or the new app. Mike himself will be tweeting stuff out. So
I guess he's seen the success of one Keith Hernandez and he wants to get a piece of that.
Maybe. That might have something to do with it.
Al Dukes will be there.
Apparently there was a tremendous appetite for Mike himself to be tweeting and not just the show, guest list, and all the other stuff.
Celebratory cork.
Now, yeah. I cannot figure out Monzo for the life of me because I see what Mons tweets.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's joking or whether or not he's being serious when he's tweeting about what's coming out of their show. You know what I mean?
I think he's just promoting the show. I mean, what do you mean joking?
I mean, it's like, I don't know, I can't explain it to you. Like, Mike's rant on the Mets, like, and, you know, and I'm sure Mike went off on the Mets. And
yeah.
I'm sure he will continue to go off on the Mets like he has before. But I don't, like, normally that Funhouse account, all
sure.
that stuff, that those are the things that they would put out there.
Yeah, right.
But now Mons is putting it out
there. Well, yeah, because that's what the fans want to hear. They want
right.
to hear that. And they want to see Mike on Twitter. And it was funny how he announced it, too, because he goes, "You know, I was talked into it. Okay, I was talked into it. And, you know, I will be tweeting. My name
was terrific from day one.
I will be tweeting. And, you know, I there's people, I'm not going to respond to anybody on there. Okay, you know, people have said you could try, but you can't do it. You can't keep up with it. Okay, but I will be commenting on stuff. It will be me. Okay, I will activate it on Friday. There will be an activation.
Is there an activation party?
They will not. We're working on that. We're working on an activation party. Maybe we'll sell some tickets. Yeah, we're working on that. The details will be out there. But maybe on the activation party, we'll probably, you know, next couple of days or so. You know, we'll be able to get that out there, the activation party. But I will be on there. I'll be doing it myself. Okay, so I will be out there and I will be tweeting. Now, he says he's not going to respond to anybody.
Right.
But I my dream would be if he takes all the trolls that send him stuff.
Oh, and there's going to be a million people after him, yes.
Yeah, retweets that with a comment like, "You're a fool," or "Why don't you help an old lady across the street?"
You know, like, yeah, the problem like that. Is, though, that you won't be able to hear his voice. You know, that's the problem. You're just going to be seeing what he's writing.
Well, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah, Mike has this unbelievable ability of making the most mundane things sound so grandiose. Like, anybody within 15 seconds can start a Twitter account.
Yes.
Anybody.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, your level of tech. You could start a Twitter account in 15 seconds.
Right now!
But when Mike does it is, "We have been in contact with Twitter. Okay? And I will activate it on Friday. There will be an activation. Okay, so
a big activation.
Yeah, with a big. I will activate it. We're going over it, and we were deciding when would be the right time to activate. You know, should we activate now? Should we activate later? So we have decided to activate on.
I'm the best there is.
Yep. So
perfect timing, Eddie. That was perfect. So that's good. I mean, so I guess welcome to Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you think he's going to use this, Al? I mean, what do you think the Mike Francesa tweets will be?
I'm not sure, but I think it's difficult now to start a Twitter page and get a decent following. I think Keith Hernandez is an anomaly in that he started and got a big amount of followers. Now, it's very difficult now, I think, to start and get a big following.
I think once Mike activates his Twitter account,
I
could see 25,000 followers almost like in a week.
Right, but you're going to get all of them, the majority of them, right away.
Yeah, I get it.
So it just looks weird if in 2 weeks it's only 25,000. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe it'll be more than that, but I know one thing. It all depends on how engaged he is on Twitter.
Correct.
So one of the reasons that Keith Hernandez is so popular is that he's a newbie to Twitter, right? So he's making love to Twitter every day, like 10 times a day is what he's doing.
Yep.
And he's putting it all out there, and his fans love it, and he's got an edge to him, and he's got Haji, the little kitty cat. I mean, it's just nuts.
That, and he's showing, like, he's taking videos in his home.
Right.
Which is very inside information. Right. So if Mike does that.
If Mike does that, maybe when he's snowblowing. Like, yes. Think about that. If Mike is snowblowing.
Oh, a snowblowing video?
Forget it. Twitter.
Yes, he will.
Even if he just took the phone into where he keeps the snowblower and shows people, right. Like, that should be the first thing.
It's going to be a while.
Right.
I mean, if he walked around his mansion and showed people like the mansion he lives in, that would be like awesome.
Okay. This is all the room where I keep my Marconi. Okay. So here's my Marconi. Okay. And did I show you the Marconi?
If he could interview Julio on the ride in, would be cool.
Right. That would be big, yes.
All of that stuff. That's how he's really going to get a following.
If he understands that. Now, so Keith Hernandez has figured that out. Now the question is Mike just going to put out, you know, mundane stuff and just retweet things, or is he actually going to put stuff out that is going to, you know, interest people in following him?
He's not going to.
But you also got to believe that the Twitter trolls are just going to be hammering away, right?
He probably won't look at the mentions. He probably won't. It's going to be very difficult for him not to, but I don't imagine that he will.
Will he sell T-shirts like Keith Hernandez?
I think he should. Actually, mugs, T-shirts, the whole thing.
Right,
if Barstool. You got to do that, right?
Right, Barstool's got a couple of Mike T-shirts already, so I'm sure he's imagining that he could probably get a piece of that action. Why not? Right?
Yes, exactly.
I would definitely get a cat if you don't have one already. That's big on the internet.
Seems like it is.
Cats.
Yeah. Cats or dogs. Yeah, some sort of a cute animal.
Right.
Or a parrot. Something.
I saw a story about dogs. I can I bring that up?
It's a sad story, actually.
No, if it's sad, don't.
It's a weird, sad story.
It's an odd one.
And somebody ended up dying at the end of it, so it's not something. I understand why you'd want to talk about it, but
it's not so much wanting to talk about it. It's just I've got questions, though. That's all it is. So we'll leave it alone.
Where did that happen? Was it overseas? I think it might have happened overseas. Or it was around here.
I think it was around here. I think it was in the U.S. All right, so activation party on Friday. What do you think? It's a Friday happy hour activation. What do you want to do?
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Celebratory quarter.
Hello, Twitter. I'm here. Hey,
now we got to get Joe Beningo on Twitter.
Oh, God. That's the worst idea ever.
Why? Why would that be the worst idea ever? I mean, it would just be hammering the Mets and Jets incessantly. It would be over the top, wouldn't it?
He would follow like 15 things. The Jets and 14 SI swimsuit models. That would be... that would be his Twitter account. Oh, look at this one here. Bro, look at this.
Strap the device on your upper calf and let the device take care of the rest.
Are you kidding me? Mike, you on Twitter? What are you going to do on Twitter, bro? What are you doing on there?
I'd like to see a sexy guy.
There is one video that has not been released of Mike's return that I just wish people could see. of Joe Beningo going into Mike's new office for the first time, seeing Mike for the first time after the return.
Why can't we see it?
Well, it was not allowed. It wasn't approved for release. But Joe walked back. He says, "Are you kidding me, bro?" And then Mike's smiling, and then he sees Izzo with the camera mic, and he's like, "Get out of here."
Things have changed around here, I thought.
It's just awesome.
I thought we were supposed to be more engaged.
But I mean, you know, there are some things that are off limits. You know, okay. you gotta have some privacy here or there, right? Yep. Around the office.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.